everyone. Welcome to another episode of What's the Buzz. I am your host today, David Murillo. And I have Wilmer here with me, but he kind of jumped ship, went to the other side as a guest. Hey, Wilmer.
Hey, good morning.
And it's not only you, but you brought some friends over, right? Why don't you tell me who you got there with you?
Yeah, man, we got some very, very special guests. Not only are we part of the same team within Evergreen, but we were able to collaborate this year on this year's Give Back project. So, yeah, we have Justin Johnson from Chicago, and we have Marcelino Osorio from Washington.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, how you doing? Happy to be here.
Yeah. Hey, Marcelino.
Hey, buenos dias, everybody.
Yeah, buenos dias, or maybe afternoon if you're listening to while you're running or something, right? But, well, big thing of why we do this is we want to get to know you guys, right? So we start with a super basic, you know, tell us about yourself, kind of where you live, what you do for Evergreen, and just like anything else that that you want us to know. Why don't we start with Marcelino?
You bet, man. So I live here in the state of Washington, here in central Washington in Yakima County. And for Evergreen, I'm the diversity and community outreach coordinator, and I love working in this field and feel like I'm able to put my best foot forward every day. And just something I'd like to share with Evergreen is I'm really excited about the diversity outreach team that we have and what's been building. So I'm just happy to watch it grow and see what's to come.
Right on. Thank you. Let's go to Justin.
Yeah. I live out in Chicago. I was actually born and raised here. I grew up in the south suburbs, about like 20, 30 miles south of the city. But right now I live on the west end of the city, so I'm still about like 2 miles away from the lake. But it's really nice out here. I love it. For Evergreen, I'm an energy field specialist. So I'm helping out with the People's Gas, which is like the natural gas utility provider out here. And I'm working with the trade allies or the contractors and trying to make sure that their experience going through the programs that we serve is a bit more enjoyable and easy, and, you know, just kind of help them do their best out there.
Sweet. Wilmer?
Awesome. Well, I guess what is there to know about me? What could I say? For those of you that don't know me, I guess, yeah, I'm in the Intermountain West region. So I live in Utah. I work on the Pacific Corp Rocky Mountain Power contract, and I do community outreach as well with these guys. So it's definitely a pleasure to work with them. It's something that I really enjoy doing. I'm originally from Boston. So if we're talking sports teams, then I'm going to definitely lean towards the East Coast. What else could I say about me that people don't know?
You didn't talk about producing.
There's a little bit of music production background. Yesterday, David was asking me, he's like, so what is it that you could say that people haven't heard already? I'm like, a lot of people don't know that I used to break dance.
I didn't know that. You never told me that either.
What's your favorite move? The worm?
did you have your own cardboard box, Wilmer, that you carried around?
Honestly, I didn't. The floors are definitely enough, slippery enough at school. And that's where we would break dance. We would take over the lunchroom and just push some tables aside, and we would just kill it right there in the lunchroom while everybody was eating.
Wilmer, you ever see that movie, You Got Served, back in the day? That's what I would imagine right now. You in the lunchroom.
Well, it's funny because along those lines, it got to the point where we had like a little crew, and our crew, I know I'm like going off topic, but our crew's name was Breaking Laws of Gravity, and or BLG. And then people started thinking it was like a gang or something. So like eventually got to the point where people just wanted to scrap, and we're like dancers. I would moonwalk away from the situation.
That's awesome, man. Thanks, Wilmer. I know another thing you've been doing lately is grilling, right? You've been into grilling. And yeah. Marcelino, you're kind of into barbecuing, right? You got any tips for Wilmer?
Oh man, yeah, I got a bunch of tips for Wilmer, but I'm gonna just go with one. Just cue it up with love, man. Anytime you're barbecuing, if we've all barbecued, you know you've always had a good feeling. You're never sad or mad when you're barbecuing. So, man, grill as much as you can.
I'm never sad or mad. You're right.
And going into you, Marcelino, I know you do a lot of things. You know, barbecuing is one of them. You also like to fish. And one of the things I thought about asking you is, you know, every fisherman has a great story. You know, do you have one of those, or maybe like the one that got away or something like that?
Man, David, you're bringing up a sensitive topic, man. I'm going to have to cry on this one. This might be the emotional podcast, but we were in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and we went on a marlin fishing trip, and I had happened to have some cold refreshments the night before. And this was an early morning trip, and we were getting ready to go out, and I started to feel my stomach just getting upset, and we went out quite a ways, and you know, I started throwing up on the side of the boat, and as soon as I started throwing up, the captain on the ship said, "Hey, we got a marlin on. You going to jump on the seat and bring it in?" And I couldn't because I was so sick, but there was a happy ending to it. I was with my father-in-law, and he was able to take my turn and land that big marlin. So the one that got away, man, I'm wiping my tears.
Oh man, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing. Yeah. And I know, you know, we have people doing stuff outdoors, and then we have city people, and Justin, you're actually the second person we interview from Chicago, or that lives in Chicago. That's kind of weird, because we're fairly new, but is there anything you do to get away from the city life, or you know, is it the opposite? You just love it.
I mean, it's a mixed bag. So right now it is the summertime, and I can't tell you how many songs there are about summertime Chicago. And that's very much for a reason. It's most days it's like the high of 80s here, really sunny. You get the nice lake breeze, so it's really hard to like convince yourself that you want to go somewhere else right now. But once the temperature drops, there's definitely like a couple of different things I like to do to get out of here. So I've been spending a lot of time golfing in the last like 2 years. So like I said, my family's out in the suburbs. So actually I kind of got into golf because of my older brother. He actually caddies for the PGA Tour now. And so every time I go home, like I'll just go back with him, and I'll go like shoot around different courses around the like the suburbs and whatnot. And I'm really bad. He's really, really good, and I'm really, really bad. So it's just basically just like a tutoring lesson. But that's really fun. I really, really enjoy biking. I grew up around the forest preserve. So whenever I would fake sick and try to get out of school as a kid, my mom would just be like, "Okay, cool. We're going to the trail then," because she would like to run all the time. So I just grab my bike and bike right next to her. So kind of just took that and just kept doing it. I love biking everywhere. I even bike in the city, although it can be a little dicey at times. Some cars just really don't mess with you. So yeah, I try to avoid that as much as I can. But and then my last one is I really like climbing. Like rock climbing, I got into it about 3 years ago. So I do indoors and outdoors. But the outdoor stops are, I mean, it's some of the spots are just like absolutely breathtaking. Like there's a national park, a little north of here. It's in Wisconsin. It's called Devil's Lake. And, they've got great climbing there. It's all just like along this gigantic lake, as you probably guessed in the name. So, you know, after you're just like kind of busting your butt, getting to the top, you get to peer out, to see all this beautiful landscape and everything. It's really, really rewarding. So, if I ever get out of the city, I'm trying to do something like that.
Man, Justin, when you're coming to the Northwest, man, you might, with all the things you do, man, you might just stay over here, man.
I want to.
Justin, I gotta ask, where did the name Juicy J come from?
So that's actually, it's funny because my older brother actually got that same nickname, and neither of us knew it. But both of our initials, my full name is Justin Carroll Johnson. So it's JCJ. So I started putting that in like calendar events for work. And one of my friends, she was just like, JCJ, JCJ, JCJ. At first, you know how nicknames are. Like sometimes you just don't like them when it first starts, but after a while, you just kind of like get used to it. And then I just felt weird when everybody didn't call me Juicy J at work. I thought somebody was mad at me. So I was actually okay with it. And I learned later on in life that when I met some of my older brother's friends, like out of college and everything, they called him the same thing. So I just learned to embrace it. And now I just kind of love it.
That's cool.
Man, that's awesome. Well, it's fun to get to know you guys. And again, thanks for being here. And I wanted to talk to you guys about our little Juneteenth event that you guys put together, actually. And so I wanted to see, you know, kind of get a chat going about maybe how it all started or how you picked your activity or, you know, anything that you'd want to share, and then maybe get into how it went. And it's been a few weeks now. And so, you know, just kind of reflecting on it, anything else that you might want to share. So why don't we go ahead and start with Wilmer, and then just if you can give us a little bit of an intro, and then we'll go to Justin after that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, Matt actually came to me, and shout out to Matt. Matt Gibbs, president of the company. He told me, you know, for this year's give back, I would really like to, you know, observe Juneteenth. It's an official federal holiday. And I feel like we can honor that holiday in some way, shape, or form, instead of just taking the day off, right? And you know, how we do with other holidays and just not really thinking about it. So I 100% agreed with him. I brought it to the committee, the EDI committee with the company, and we together, all of us together, collaborated on a plan to divvy up the budget that we had for give back into a few regions. So we had the Northwest region, we had the Intermountain West region, and the Midwest/East Coast. I was given the task to collaborate with our committee. Sorry, early morning here. And so I ended up delegating a couple of territory or a couple of the areas to Justin and to Cyrus, actually, and another shout out to Cyrus for his efforts on what he was doing. But what was really cool is that in the opportunity, and part of what we wanted to do was like, hey, even though we have these three regions going on, that doesn't mean that no one else can't participate. It doesn't mean that people can't go out and look. And you know, Marcelino is the perfect example of that, because he proactively looked for something to do in the Washington area, and not just thinking about himself. He was thinking about his Washington folks, like the team that we have that lives there. So that's how, you know, that was a really cool turnout. Lauren up in Vermont, she was able to find something that she could do. Candace also sent me information about an event that she attended, and she told me a little bit about what she learned. So it was really cool that despite us having these three major give back projects, everybody was kind of looking up and looking for ways that they can serve, and looking for ways that that they can learn, which is really cool. So you know, in my area in Utah, we came up with the idea of going to the Juneteenth celebration in Salt Lake City. It was a really big deal because this was recognized as a state holiday this year, even though just last year was recognized as a federal holiday. So it being a state holiday and it being celebrated in Utah for the past 39 years, you know, that's like a big deal for me, the fact that it's finally being recognized. So that was a really cool privilege for Matt, David, actually, and myself to be involved in that give back project. I'll turn it over to Justin, and he can kind of give a little spiel on what went down there, because I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, thank you. So in Chicago, I kind of talked to you about how I was like really into biking just now. So I'm always looking for different rides and stuff. I like to go around people, and it's funny enough, like I was on Instagram and like the algorithm found something really nice for me. And they're like, hey, look at this like group. They're doing like a bike ride. And so I just kind of clicked through it. And then I found out that they were doing the bike ride on like Juneteenth. So the whole premise was to just visit Black owned businesses around the city that maybe, you know, we went all the way up to the north side, down to the south side, to the west side. A lot of places that, you know, in Chicago, getting to the other end of the city could take you like an hour at a time. So you just might not, you know, venture over there on your own. So it was really nice. But yeah, this adventure club just put together this big list of participating restaurants and breweries and juiceries. And they're all Black owned. So we were able to go and stop at each of them along the bike ride and just kind of just stop in for like 30 minutes, have a beer, have a biscuit, you know, the last stop was one of my favorites. But yeah, it was just really, really cool. And we had a good group of people there. Obviously everybody, you know, a lot of people there were Black, but you know, we had other people from different races. And it was really cool to get to see everybody, you know, kind of the melting pot that Chicago is, everybody come out to support Juneteenth and really have a good time out there. It's something I'm never really going to forget.
That's awesome.
And you were all on e-bikes, huh?
Yeah. So this is Sorche. So I usually have my own bike, but during that week, I had left it with my friends. So I wasn't able to get it. So I was kind of forced to go rent a bike. And they had e-bikes that you could kind of take for the day. And it was my first time on one. And I hear about how great they are. Man, you can cook on those bad boys. Like you can go like 25 miles an hour. Like I'm by far the fastest person in the whole group. And like when you're going throughout the day, like we biked a total, I want to say like 26 miles. So like halfway through the day, some of the people behind were kind of just like lugging around. Like you get a couple of drinks, got some food in you. You're like, all right, this is these hills are getting a little hard. But like on the e-bike, man, everything was smooth. Like I was having the time of my life. You just get like one pedal and you're just gone. I love those things. So it was a very fortunate misstep on my part.
Justin was like, hey man, let's go 26 more miles.
I'm smiling, everybody else is sweating. I'm just like, man.
Here's my little Tom Wood shout out. I told him let's go biking, and he told me that same thing. He's like, oh, I'll only go if it's on an e-bike. Awesome. Great. Well, hey, thanks for sharing. So yeah, let's see what Marcelino's got. Can you top that?
Oh man, I don't know if I can top that, man, but I think what we did over here in Yakima was man, I really didn't have to find it. I mean, the community did such a good job of networking and reaching out to the community about the events. It was it was pretty awesome how much planning they did. But in Yakima on June 17th and 19th through the 19th for the holiday, for the first one, they had a free musical presentation for the community. And it was awesome to see a professional singer there giving her time to sing to the community. And then on Saturday, June 18th, the Yakima County NAACP hosted its 31st Juneteenth celebration at Martin Luther King Jr. Park. And they had entertainment, they had food, resources for the community. It was just a great time had by all. The weather was great as well. And then for the final one on Sunday, they had the first annual Juneteenth Life and Freedom celebration for the Yakima community. And the event started off with a memorial for local African Americans who lost their life during COVID. And it was awesome to be able to be there and pay respects to all those folks that were there that had lost their life. And then they ended with the same Seattle vocalist, Josephine Howe. She performed gospel and blues and jazz, and it was just an awesome celebration of freedom. And it was a wonderful weekend in Yakima, and I had my family there, and man, it was just awesome to share and represent just as a community member. And it's something that looking forward to doing. And for the musical celebration, the event that hosted it, they're going to be committing to 5 years to continue the musical celebration. So a lot of positive things happened. So just awesome to share that.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Mars.
That's awesome.
That's great. And so Wilmer, I know you were really involved with, you know, everything that these guys did. I guess just to kind of wrap it up, is there anything that maybe they didn't mention that you'd like to, you know, Evergreeners to know, or any other thoughts that you have just in general?
No, man, I think, you know, the idea of us observing the holiday is to learn more about it. And the only way that we're going to be able to move forward as a people is if we continue to educate ourselves, right? And one of the things that dawned on me while we were doing while we were participating in the Juneteenth event here in Salt Lake, we did a march. And one of the things that dawned on me at the time is like, man, like you can't say like I'm Dominican, right, by nationality. And if I think of my own people, there was a time when they were slaves, when they went through slavery, you know, like, and I can think of that for many South American countries as well. So in some way, shape or form, we can relate if we really look back at our history. Now, I'm also American, and I've learned to realize that this is part of my history too, as an American, that I don't segregate these ideologies or the history that a certain people went through because I'm Dominican. I feel like me being American, it's all part of American history, and it's something that I should, you know, definitely take the time to learn more about, because at the end of the day, it's something that affects me as well. So, you know, to be able to hear people's stories, especially, you know, we had a booth set up at our event, and we were able to talk to a few, interact with some folks there and some business owners, to be able to hear their stories, where they come from, is, you know, at the end of the day, humanizes everything for me, because we're no different. We're all the same. And we're all here in this little world just trying to get by. And all we're looking for is some respect and love at the end of the day. And that's what I got out of it personally. So that's been like my mantra, I guess. Respect and love is what I've been really trying to stick to, and understanding people and where they come from. So to me, it was an eye-opener. There were things that I already knew about Juneteenth, but then there were definitely facts that I didn't, because this year it was more of a focus and I got to research it myself and kind of look things up. So definitely a big takeaway for me. I'm really happy that I was able to do it. Really puts things in perspective.
Yeah. And to kind of add on to that, I mean, like, Juneteenth for a lot of people, especially people my age, is a bit more of a newer thing. You know, I learned about it back when I was like in college, but by no means was I seeing celebrations, you know, down in St. Louis or Columbia or like Chicago and whatnot. I mean, from Chicago would be limited, but it really hit the mainstream this year. And I was really happy to see that, because something I learned about, and, you know, you see it, you know, because, you know, I am Black, you know. So it's something you learn about in college, and you just kind of wonder, like, you're talking around your other peers who are also Black, and you're like, why don't we actually, you know, think about this? Why don't we celebrate this, you know? And it's nice to kind of see it come a bit more front and center. You know, from one perspective, just to kind of look back and just see, you know, what happened, where we came from, why, you know, why days of significance, you know. And like for me personally, a little bit add significance. Like, I have half of my family now that like lives down in Houston. They actually live in Galveston. So, you know, that's where like kind of the initial Juneteenth celebration started. So it's really cool for me, as a, you know, my family being from Chicago, being able to go down there, experience where it came from, and then me to kind of take that enthusiasm and bring it down to Chicago, and seeing everybody else in Chicago who wants to celebrate it as well. It's really supporting. And then, you know, from another perspective, to look forward, you know, some of the folks I've met during my event, like, you know, I probably would have never crossed paths with, but we all had something in common, you know, like we wanted to be outside and we're all Black, and we all kind of realized, like, in our younger days, like none of us really had spent like a ton of time being out, like in the greater outdoors, like, you know, kayaking or hiking and all that stuff. Like those type of activities are not very normal in the Black community. So having a club where we are all able to get together and, you know, just in like the honor of Juneteenth, just like look forward, you know, like these are all the opportunities that we have, you know, when we all get together and we kind of expand out from just kind of like this like slave mentality almost, like where it's just like, oh, we should only look back about the bad things and like the victims that we became. Like, you know, we're honorable people, you know, like we want to do more. I see a lot of great folks and I met a lot of great folks, and it's just nice for us all to kind of get together so we can look towards the future and be like, hey, like let's do more things, let's get out of this, like let's build more in a positive light, you know. And that's my big takeaway from it. It was just really cool to like meet people and just kind of look forward.
Yeah, and I wanted to share too that, you know, with the Yakima events, I was able to post some videos. Hopefully Evergreeners have had a chance to look at those, but man, it was just when you say celebration, man, just take a look at those videos and you'll really know what that whole event is for, and really the main point is just celebrating freedom, and take a look at those, man, just so you can make your day better.
Man. Thank you guys so much. I feel like I participated in the event, right? I was there, but then this has given me such a bigger insight into what everyone else was doing and the positive impact, you know, that we had. It came from an idea, right? From Matt. And then I think it's safe to say that it impacted a lot of people's lives. So grateful that we have this podcast that we're able to sit here and talk and to share with everyone else. So, and I appreciate you gentlemen being here. And other than that, you know, we always finish with a little question about what's something that you're looking forward to in the next year. So, who wants to go first and bind yourself to a commitment here?
Man, I'm going to go first, David. First of all, I just want to do a shout out to you and Wilmer for putting this podcast on, man. It's refreshing, and you guys are a perfect fit for this podcast. And thank you for the invitation. And hopefully you invite me back in the future. I'd love to participate with you guys. But one of the things that I'm looking forward to this next year is really getting some breakdancing lessons from Wilmer and just bringing that back. I think it's gonna make a comeback, Wilmer, and you're gonna be right there, ready for us to take Evergreen to the next breakdancing level.
I'm afraid that team days comes around and music. Marcelino's gonna form a circle.
I'm gonna bring my big jam
boombox.
If
you bring a boombox, I will break dance.
I'm holding them to that.
you're about to tell us on a serious note.
Yeah. So on a serious note, you know, I really want to take the work that Evergreen's doing in highly impacted communities. That's where I grew up and in those areas, and getting the chance to work in that specific field for Evergreen and making an impact in the community. I just want us to keep growing and really making a difference in those areas. So that's my goal. And I know that, you know, I'm in the right position to do that. So thank you for the time.
I think, you know, something I'm looking forward to is seeing how this team grows. And by this team, I mean our diversity outreach group. So, you know, we just got someone new part of the team, and just seeing where we go with Evergreen. I feel like our leaders are really passionate about the work we do. So they definitely back us up and support us. And I'm really passionate about the work we do. We do it for a reason. We want to make sure that those marginalized communities have the same opportunities that every other community has in terms of energy efficiency and the resources available for upgrades and stuff. And so I look forward to seeing how our team will continue to grow, or how we'll continue to evolve even throughout the next year.
Yeah. And any personal things?
Let's see. Personal. Honestly, it's probably gonna be a little cliche, but I need to get fit. So I gotta drop some weight, man. I'm not saying I'm old, but I'm also not young, and I have kids, and I've been really thinking about that recently. And I'm like, hey, I need to really make sure I'm taking care of myself and that my health is up to par, because I want to be able to keep up with these kids as they grow up.
Right on.
Gotta show somebody how to do the worm.
Right now I can do the slug.
All right, what about you, Justin?
I'm looking forward to a lot of things, man. I've been in Evergreen for a couple of months now. I'm really looking forward to kind of just growing my role. I got me and Lindsay down here in Chicago. So it's just like we're trying to kind of grow our Midwest presence a bit more and really connect out with like people in the industry. So I'm just looking forward to an opportunity to kind of grow my own role, and then kind of want to double down on what Wilmer was saying about the diversity outreach collaboration team that the three of us and Carlos and Kyle are kind of part of. Like, we're going to look at things in a different way and really try to bring, a lot of value, a measurable value to diversity, and like kind of what you can do with that out in our industry. Because there are a lot of areas that you just don't really, a lot of minorities don't really get to take advantage of the stuff that these utilities get to offer. So us being the ones that bring it out to them, it puts a lot of pride in the heart. So I'm really looking forward to building on that.
Right on, right on. And any personal things you got going on? Is there, are you going to free solo?
Got a couple of different adventures I've got in mind. This is a climbing I want to do down in Kentucky. It's called like the Red River Gorge. Apparently it's just absolutely beautiful. There's like a town, the entire economy is based around climbing. So I people tell me all about it. They say I'm gonna love it. So I'm in the summer times, then I'll get climbing time because everything on the rocks is really hot, so I won't touch it. But in the fall, I'll be out there. I'm gonna drive myself down there and go to see what everybody's talking about.
Man, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, there's nothing more I can say other than, it was an honor having you guys, and thank you guys for sharing your love and everything else. So thanks again, and then we'll be seeing you guys soon.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.